feelings. From every side, mixed feelings indeed. The happenings of a nation in the world. We want to put you in a mood that will almost make you want to cry. But the truth is, we cannot allow situations to weigh us down. We cannot allow problems of the earth, the happenings in the world, to weigh us down for long. All right, it's okay to feel down for a bit. It's okay to shed some tears, like Andrea did on Friday, listening to the following the Sylvester story. She cried. She locked herself in the room and cried. There was nothing I could do because I understood that at that point there is only one way to get over that. It's by letting the emotions out. Yes, it's okay to feel that way, but you cannot allow that to stay with you for long, because the moment you allow that to continue a day, 2 days, 3 days, you know what experts say, it becomes a problem. You go into depression and then you find yourself, you know, losing out on so many things because you allow that emotion to stay with you, allow that feeling, that feeling that drags you down to stay with you for long. Yes, mixed feelings has been. It was really one heaven of a weekend. Mm. First of all, the Sylvester story that got me. Second of all, Chelsea lost. You know, very painfully. Painfully. And then, yeah, at the end of the day, we had this amazing get-together, which also, of course, took my mind off the very, very many, many bad things that have happened, if you like. So that's why I say it was a mixed feeling. And this morning, the feeling is the same. Mixed feelings, indeed. I don't know how many people are in that same position, but hey, I'm here to tell you that you cannot allow these feelings to weigh you down. It's a new week, and you have to get the best out of it. And one of the ways is to put yourself in the right mood. And that's why we're here on the show.
That's right. Welcome. Lagos is 10:12. That is 12 minutes past 10 right now on your clock. Today is the 6th day of December 2021. And it's a Monday. It's a fresh week. How are you doing? I know, just like Colin said, it's an array of mixed feelings. Mm-hmm. And trust me, it's a mixed feeling, a feeling of anger, a feeling of fear, a feeling of anxiety, all of this come together. I think that's what a lot of Nigerians right now are feeling, especially parents who have come across the Sylvester story. And it's become a national story where that, you know, everyone is concerned. Everyone is, because it could happen to anyone. It could be your child.
Yeah.
It could be your brother. It could just be someone close to you. So, like you said, I had to lock myself up in the bathroom. So it took me a long time for me to put myself to investigate or go through the stories.
Yeah.
Because the first time I heard it, my heart skipped and my heart was, I was having palpitations, like heavy, heavy palpitations. And yeah, and then that's a sign of anxiety. I had to lock myself up in the bathroom and I was just shedding tears. Not just shedding tears, I was wailing. Like, I was wailing, I was screaming, I just felt so much pain, you know.
Yeah, man, sorry. I totally understand. And that's the same position that most Nigerians, you know, found themselves in with this happening. You remember the story when we discussed bullying? We've done a series of conversations of bullying.
Bullying in schools,
and then we shared that true life story that happened in our country, where the body of a bullied child was found in the locker after a senior had locked that child up as a way of punishing the child, and then went for the assembly, and then from there the parents took him home And then the parents of this child who was bullied were looking for the child until weeks after, you know, everyone had vacated. So they went to the box and opened it and found out his dead body. You know, he had been locked up there all in the name of bullying. Hmm. So that was one other story which happened. And the Sylvester is one too many, and there are so many more happening, even as we speak right now, which is why it is worrisome, because the question is, what exactly are we doing about that? Mm. What are we doing about it? What do we need to do? I know people say we've been talking about this, it looks like nothing is happening. But the truth is, we need to keep talking and keep acting towards fixing this very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, more like sensitization is what this case has actually brought to life, where that people are actually now, it has been brought to our consciousness. It's not that we have not experienced it. At least one of three students, at least one of three adults have experienced bullying. Mm. So this is like bringing it to our consciousness that the bullying is actually a thing. I'm sure that you must have this. I mean, a lot of media houses, programs will be talking about this today.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like I said, it's bringing it to our consciousness that bullying is a thing. From the case of a student who is being bullied, yeah. And then from the angle of the student who is the bully,
yeah.
And also from the angle of the school where such act is being perpetrated, and also from the angle of a parent having a child who is a bully and having a child who is bullied, and how to go about it. So yes, to some extent, this has brought an awareness, a very huge awareness to a lot of us to the case of bullying. But hey, Lagos, how are you? For me, right, I've shared my how I feel. There's a mixed feelings ongoing. And then also, I graduated over the weekend.
Yep.
So that's also, a happy feeling amongst, you know, the other not so happy or not so good feeling.
And congrats indeed.
Thank you.
Our clinical counselor. Absolutely indeed. 17 past the hour of 10. We are going to hear from you now. Do not forget that our regulars are lined up on the show. We do have at 10:45 the Kuda Game Show. And then 11 o'clock, we'll bring you the news update for 1 minute. After that, you'll be listening to indeed a family talk for today. Of course, you already have a clue of what we'll be talking about during that hour for 30 minutes. And right after that, you have the Power Solutions coming up right here on the show at half past 11 o'clock.
Absolutely. Lagos, the phone lines are up 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. And let's go.
What is the mood in Lagos right now? Do you want to talk to us? Feel free to do that. The phone lines are buzzing already.
Yep. No matter what's happening, no matter what they're saying in the news, Lagos has its own news it's creating. Yeah. The streets of Lagos, of course. there also talks about the peace walk. I don't know when it's going to happen and whether it happened.
Okay.
And Lagosians.
Okay.
You know, as you know them, some were doing some memes and saying you walk alone. Mm. You can't be a Liverpool fan. You walk alone.
Absolutely. And I'm like, did you see what happened during the experience?
No.
The concert?
Yes, absolutely. That's weird. Another happening.
So Lagosians are really angry.
Angry. Church has always been a place where there's some kind of, you know, orderliness. People hide their weariness. But in this situation, people forget it, and they were in the presence of a Lord. They changed it. It turned to a concert where they were booing someone, and it felt really embarrassing.
Right.
And that just goes to show that irrespective of how good your intentions are as a government official or as a governor or the minister or the president, the people come first.
Absolutely.
If the people say we want to, this is what we want. If it's to you, you think it's not good, that is not about you. It's about the people. That's why it is government for the people, by the people, with the people, in the people, at the people. People first. Right. All right. I don't want to go into politics, but that's just a point out of the fact that if you do not put the people first in everything, and putting them first is listening to them and doing their bidding, because that's why you are there.
Yeah.
You're elected and not appointed.
What do you think? What do you think about the response from the pastor?
I mean, of course, it's just like in the broadcast industry, where we're taught to always protect our guests, as it were. When I say protect our guests, if you're handing an interview, it's professional, that you do not expose your guests. We see a lot of people do it, you know, to put the guest out there, you know. But the whole idea is to make your guest as comfortable as possible. It's just like you invite them home, so you give them the comfort so that they'll be free. So you can extract information from them from a place of comfort, not putting them under tension, as it were. So I guess that is what exactly the pastor did. His response was like, I mean, you have to protect your guests. You invited them in the first place, so you have to protect your guests. So it's an embarrassing situation. It happened because it happened in your space.
Right. So some people have been saying that there's this some sort of romance going on in the religious space and the political space.
Well, we cannot deny that romance, that marriage, or that connection between religion and politics. You know, there's that connection. You know how it is that some top guys who go to the podium and announce to their members who should be voted in. You know, some give their platforms for campaigns. There's hardly any presidential candidate who has not visited
a
major church for campaign reasons, you know, before an election. So yes, whether you like it or not, there is that connection between the romance between politicians and men of God, whether you like it or not, or churches or religious bodies.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, what do you think and how are you feeling? The phone lines have been buzzing.
Yep. Yes, indeed, the phone lines are buzzing indeed. Numbers haven't changed, have they?
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
So the question is, what is going on in your neighborhood? How are you feeling this morning? You know, start with you. You know, take your mind off the many, many things, but start with you. How are you feeling this morning? Is there anything that happened over the weekend in your lungu that's worthy of note? Well, let's know about that.
And then, I mean, put a name to the emotion that you're feeling. So you can check yourself, do like a soul searching, a very mini soul searching, and ask, what emotion am I feeling right now? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it whatnot? Feel free. Just do that soul search and tell us.
Absolutely. Hello. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. My name is HB from Mui.
Welcome.
Okay, go ahead.
My environment is still at some, you know. The only problem we have here is bad road.
Bad road.
Yeah. I'm also actually doing online, and this current government has actually, it didn't clean the project. I would like to the issue of events, you know. I think parents need, you know, to listen to kids, you know. You need to be a good listener.
Okay.
They don't listen anymore. They feel like your problem is your problem, it's not ours. I think early in the morning you need to sit the kids down, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
And be a friend to them. Be a friend to them. And then the fuck up is give them up.
Yeah.
So you try to just balance it. Don't be too friendly and don't be too hard on them. Just balance yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So I think the issue is progressive. I was like, I read an article that said that the boy actually told the mom that she changed the school. Mom told my school, you know. The father was actually telling the mother that it's because of the burden, so that's why the guy has become an introvert. I think the boy is actually an extrovert before. So when he started the school, he becomes an introvert. He hardly talks, he didn't come out again, you know. That's just like a sign for them to know that
something was not right.
But they refused to actually acknowledge that sign. And now they've lost the boy. Parents are the duty on their kids. Stop keeping your kids to someone.
Take
your kids to boarding school. Train your kids. You know, when they grow up, is that thing that they give them that they grow up with. Not all this mentality that they give to them.
That's right. Thank you. Well said.
Wow.
Someone also came out to say that teenagers or non-adults have no business with being in the boarding school. Do you agree?
Say that again.
That you must be, for you to be in the boarding school, you should be at least an adult.
I would agree.
Because at the end of the day,
I would agree.
That's a very delicate time
exactly.
for any child to be far away from
for
the parents.
True. I agree with you. I actually do. And one of the reasons a child would bully or become a bully is they're longing for attention. They're longing
right.
for, they're longing to have a safe space. They're longing
yep.
to have a sense of self,
yep.
right? And one of the ways they want to achieve that is by bullying the other person to subject yep. or to subdue the other person to giving them that sense of self, right?
right?
So yeah, that's a negative way to gaining sense of self, right?
That's right.
So, nah, I would actually say that nah. If you're not grown enough, please
you shouldn't be.
Yeah. Nah.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
In fact, I've been so down since that news broke.
Yeah.
I couldn't even find myself watching the video, and since then, just as you kept asking, what is going on in my mind?
Yeah.
I've just been worried over my child. What is the best way to take care of this child? How protective can I be? How can my eyes be everywhere? Is it when it comes to molestation? Is it when it comes to bullying? In fact, I'm just tired. I don't know.
Right.
What can we do to help this child? Because
we need to go on a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
We'll talk more about that. That's a big question to ask. What can we do to protect our children? Song number 4 in our 25 songs before Christmas to welcome you back to the show is called What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I'm Collins. Teke.
All right, and I am Andrea Adobe Teke. It's What's Up Lagos, and of course, check your time is 10:45, and that means it's time for the CUDA Game Show.
That's right, the CUDA Game Show coming up live right now. All right, quickly, let's let you know how the game show plays. You're playing for 20K, but you start from 1,000 Naira. Now, before you play, you must ensure that you have the CUDA app and you have activated your bank account. Now, you're playing your first question. You get a guaranteed 1,000 Naira if you are, you already have that done. And if you're the fifth caller, you'll be ready to play. All right, we're playing with the fifth caller on the show. So you keep calling until you're caller number 5. And then this question 2 is for 2,000 Naira. Question 3 is for 5,000 Naira. Question 4, 7. 5 for 10,000 Naira. 6 for 13. 7 for 15. 8 for 17 and 9 for 20,000 Naira.
And that's right. You must have a CUDA account. So it has been brought to our notice that some people who played the game and won are sending in an account of another bank. I don't understand. You guys.
It's just like you have a check. You have a check of a bank. Let's say you have a check of one bank. You now go to another bank and say, I want to cash the check. That's exactly
like,
what you're doing.
On.
You can be arrested for
you
that.
You must drop your CUDA account number, okay? That's the only way that you can get credited.
That's right. So you must have it activated. That's the only way you can play. Also, for those who played last week and you've won, please mark Buwama for now. Hold on. What kind of jukokoro is that? It is only someone. You don't have a jukokoro. You're not allowed us to play. All right, if you've played, you played last week, hold on, please, Spunky. Let others who have been trying to play also have the opportunity to play in the game, all right?
And that's right. So right now, the phone lines are up, 0700-993-993-993. Hit us up and then let's play the game, right?
Absolutely. Remember, for each correct answer you get, you'll be prompted to either bank your funds or play on. If you want to play on, you say play on. If you want to bank it, means you end it there. Remember, if you lose, you get it wrong, after, let's say you place the point, you get like 5,000 naira, and then you now get the next question wrong, you're going back to 1,000 naira. So if you're ever smart, you bank it when it's, you know when to walk away.
All right. Hello. Caller number one. Hello. Okay, you're caller number two. Hello. 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 Okay, you're caller number three.
Like, no.
Hello. Right. Nope. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number four. Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're caller number five, and congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
First of all, what's your name?
My name is Joy from VI.
Have you played before?
No, I haven't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a CUDA bank account?
Yes, I have.
All right. Is it activated?
Yes.
It is. If you paro, you just waste time. Anyways, congratulations. Let's play. And if you're ready, we're ready. You know the rules already. So let's play the game.
Okay. Are you ready for the game?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your first question. What is CUDA? A, a wallet. B, a bank. C, a savings app. D, a debit card.
A bank.
All right, congratulations. You got that one correct. The second question, when was CUDA founded? 1970, B, 1960, C, 2001, and D, 2019.
2019.
All right, correct. You got that one correct.
All right, that means you are the 5,000 naira mark, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to bank it or play on?
Let me...
Sorry?
You want to play on or bank it?
I want to play on.
All right. Okay, your next question. In what year was the first iPhone released? 2001, B, 2003, C, 2005, D, 2007, E, 2009.
Sorry, please, the options again.
A, 2001, B, 2003, C, 2005, D, 2007, E, 2009.
You must answer now, unless you're Googling it. You have to answer now.
2009.
All right, correct. Your next question.
No, that's not correct.
She said, oh.
The answer, you're going back to 1,000 naira.
That was wrong.
The answer is not 2009.
It's 2007. I am so sorry.
So hang on there. Someone will get your number.
Oh.
Someone's going to get your number. I know. Next time you bank it, sharp, sharp. Let's move on to the next round.
Right. The next round. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up? You're caller number one. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your caller number two. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ahmed, calling from Aja.
Hi, Ahmed, your caller number three. Keep trying, man. I know. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, your caller number four. Keep trying. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. Your caller number five.
Yo! Thank God.
Thank God.
Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
All right, so CUDA. Yeah. When we say CUDA, you say Bank of the Free. CUDA.
Bank of the Free.
Okay.
So, what's your name and confirm to us that you have a CUDA account and you have verified your bank account.
Yeah, my name is Onome. I've verified my bank account.
CUDA. So, not CUDA. CUDA, go, CUDA.
Okay.
So you have 1,000 naira guaranteed. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, your first question and your time starts now. What is the capital of Peru? A, Para, B, Lima, C, Buju, D, Dakar.
Peru, Para, Peru, Para.
AMLO. Even Peru doing their bad.
Sorry?
G.
B is.
Peru. Para.
Peru. Are you Googling?
No, no, D.
You said D. D is what? What's the name?
Dakar.
The capital of Peru is Dakar. Funke!
But you have 1,000 naira.
At least at all. Hang on there. Someone will get your number.
You got that question wrong.
All wrong. Dakar.
Okay, let's go to the next round.
Thanks, Ryan.
0700-993-993-993. Let's keep this game going.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're caller number one. Keep trying, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're caller number two. Keep trying. Hello. You are caller number three if you like, Lou.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You're caller number four. Keep trying. Remember, if you have played, hold on. Hold us to play. All right, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who's that lucky caller number five? Ah, no. No, you just blew your chance. Turn down the volume on your radio when you call. I'm sorry about that. Hello. No apologies, actually.
Hello. Wow.
Wow. Who's going to be the lucky caller number five? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lagos.
Chester Live. Kuda.
Bank of the Queen.
Absolutely. Right. Good morning. What's your name, by the way?
Yeah, this is Cynthia Gidi.
Cynthia, have you played before?
Yes, I played last week.
Wama law, Cynthia.
No, yeah. Now,
I only want to enter my hand.
If I give
you
left hand now, boss will come out. My friend, I said, let others play. So we're going to, there's one lucky slot for anybody who has not played before right now, before we go to the next round. So who would that be? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. If you have played before, don't call. Let others try. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Colin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Vivian calling from Isiolo.
Welcome, Vivian.
Have you played
Thank
before?
You. No, I have not.
Okay. All right. You're sure you've not played before?
I have not played.
All right.
Before.
And you have your account activated?
Account as in?
Do you have a
account?
Do you have a CUDA account?
No.
Unfortunately. Wow. It's strictly for those who have an activated CUDA account, because that's where you get the money if you win. So go download the app, activate your account, and try again. Oh, boy. So to play, you must have a CUDA account activated. So if you haven't, go and download right now and then activate by verifying your VVN. And then you can come and play.
Yeah,
you can win up to 20K. Imagine just downloading an app, having an account for free, have free debit cards. You can't win 20K again, join.
Mm.
You know, that's like pretty much starting your life.
And then if you win, please send to us your CUDA account number and not any other bank.
Absolutely.
All right?
So there's still that hanging slot for this lucky number five caller who has a CUDA account. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is
Eberechukwu, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, you want to play the game?
You have played before, Eberechukwu? Yes, I thought so. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, lucky you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. How do you feel? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Coco Emmanuel.
Coco Emmanuel, is that the name on your CUDA bank account?
Yes, and I'm a first-time caller.
Yay! Welcome.
So is your
Thank you very much. I'm so happy.
I can feel the excitement.
So you have activated the account, right?
Yes, I have.
So let's play quickly. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Your time starts now. What state is the Ikogosi Spring located? A. Osun State. B. Ondo State. C. Ekiti State. D. Cross River State.
The question again, please.
What state is the Ikogosi Spring located?
Ekiti, Ondo, Rivers,
Osun.
Osun, where?
Ondo State.
Final answer, Ondo State.
Okay. Ekiti.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's not correct. Ekiti is still not correct.
Is it Ekiti State?
Ah, it's Ekiti, nah. It's Ekiti. Wait, wait, I know. I've been to that place before. Yes. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
He said thank you. So do you want to bank it or play on?
Bank it.
I like you. Hang on there. Somebody's going to get your number.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anyways, we'll take a message from our sponsors and then that will be it for the game today. Tomorrow again, we're going to play. Do not forget, have a CUDA account activated to be able to play. Welcome back. We are live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Who are we? We are
the Tekkers. I am Andrea Odwobi Tekke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Tekke. Well, the Family Talk is live. Abridged episode of the Family Talk for the next 25 minutes or thereabouts. We'll have the biggest family conversation. And our focus today is pretty much taking a cue from, our earlier conversation where we started the show. We gave a tip of the iceberg of what we'll be talking about today on the Family Talk, right?
That's right. And we're talking bullying. It's a conversation that we've had before. So if you have been following the Family Talk on What's Up Lagos, you must have heard us talk about bullying in schools. And I think this is the right time to reiterate that conversation and,
yep,
you know, bring it to our consciousness again.
That's
that
right.
This is a menace. And then we have to tackle it from all angles.
That's right.
Not just from the place of a parent to a child, but also from the school to the children who they're attending to, also from the angle of the teachers to the students.
That's right.
Because we know that bullying somewhat is dominant. It is very prominent in the school environment.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of people share their experience of how that they've been bullied, especially in the school.
That's right.
And their bullying comes in different forms. It comes from different places, right? Mm-hmm. In the home, on the streets, on social media.
Yeah.
But we have seen the one that is more prevalent happening in the school environment. And so we're going to talk about it today. We want to ask just a few questions. What are the common causes of bullying? How do we reduce the menace to the barest minimum in especially schools? And what are your opinion and what are your takes on the story of the young Sylvester who passed on as a result of bullying?
That's right. His story is not the only story. There are many stories that have happened in the past. As I've mentioned earlier, even as we speak right now, lullaby, like I always say, there are cases happening even as we speak right now.
That's true. Very, very true. Very, very true. And something that I think everybody has said, and I also have a very strong opinion on that, is the fact that he was more or less, I don't want to use the word sacrificial, but his case has
again
sprung up some sort of awareness.
Again, yeah.
Again.
A new awareness.
You know, to bring in that, like I keep saying, to the consciousness of the mind of every parent and every school, right? But something keeps coming to my head. What are the school authorities doing about this? You see, for every school, this has happened.
That's right.
For every school, this, the case of bullying is evident for every school. Now, my question would be, how are schools tackling bullying?
That's a very vital question, because what is it about schools that encourage bullying?
Mm.
What is it about schools that encourage bullying? And then, what are they doing about it? This looks as if the schools are just interested in getting the fees. You know, I'm a parent, so I can speak from that perspective. Just hearing this happen, I feel like, you know, just the way you're talking about how it affected you, and so many parents out there, they're asking, how do I even protect my child?
Mm.
What do I do? Especially in Lagos, where you have to hustle. you know, sometimes you just find yourself in a situation where it's easy to tell people, oh, you have to be there for your child, you have to be there for your child. But the truth is, if there were no lapses in schools, if the school authorities were not living below expectation, as it were, you shouldn't have a problem with your child in school. You only have a problem with your child at home with you.
Hmm.
But now, parents have found themselves in the situation, as a result of this bullying and this recent happening by Sylvester, parents have found themselves in the situation where, you know, you're not comfortable now your child is in school. You're still thinking of what to do to be protective of your child while they're in school. That's a tough place to find yourself.
That's right. And you know, so to some extent, people, the mindset or the prayer or the feeling is that, okay, if my child is in school, he's safe. I can go about doing my work.
Yep.
But it's a tough place to be in when you put your child in school, having to, you know, the thought that, okay, they're safe, but they're not safe.
You'll be paranoid and you'll be worried because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself will affect you as a person, your productivity, your mental state, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, parents right now, let's come together. Let's talk about this. What can we do? And what are the school authorities doing? Schools right now, if you own a school, it's an opportunity. What are you doing to curb bullying? And all of you be running away now not to talk. But what are you doing? Even if you don't talk to us, talk to yourself. What would you do? How do you ensure that bullying is reduced to the barest minimum? How do you monitor your words?
Mm.
Do you even, with your CCTV, I did this there for fancy, do you monitor? Do you have someone watching it and ensuring that even if you see a child being pushed, you know, by the nose or just by another child, you call the attention to it immediately and say, this is wrong? And at what stage should we start, you know, curbing acts or signs of bullying in children?
Also,
is it when they are grown or when they are still very young? Is it a situation where they are children, leave them, don't, they will play, that's how they do? Is that how you handle it? These are many questions to answer.
Yeah, that's right. I know a case of where your child is being beaten or bullied, you say, they bullied you and you are still there. Go and fight your own back. Go and hit him back. You know, parents do that. So is that also the right way to curb bullying? Also, I want to come from the angle of the school as well. How strong is their guidance and counseling department? Because the truth is, a lot of children or students are in that position where they want to speak, but because I cannot go to talk to that teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that teacher would hear me. I'm not sure that teacher would listen to me. I'm not sure that I can tell the teacher how I feel. Now, there has to be some sort of safe haven for these children to be able to walk up to any counselor or guidance in their school to speak to them and tell them what they are going through. I remember when I was in Ibadan. So I used to do a lot of interventions in schools, right? So I went to one certain school and I spoke to a girl. A lot of them, I think that day we were talking on, I can't remember the particular conversation we're having with these girls, but a lot of them were sharing their experience. Yeah. And one of them told me that she cannot talk to their counselor in the school. It's a public school. And I said, why can't you talk to your counselor? She said that she's always insulting us. If you go to her, she will insult us that our skirt is short, our hair is not made. She's always insulting us. I'm like, if a child like this or a student like this is scared and uncomfortable to walk up to a counselor or to a guidance, then there's a problem.
That's right.
Or to a guidance.
Yeah.
Then there's a problem.
But my question is, do we even, what's the role, the actual role of a counselor? Thank God you're a counselor. What should a counselor be doing in a school? You know, let me just, what should they be, how, what role? Do they really know what their role is?
I don't think a
is
lot
it,
of.
Is it the situation of, come here, that's how you be playing. Don't go and follow boy. Oh. Don't follow boy. Oh. You don't follow girl. So is that what we get? Or what should they be doing? I think that counselors are supposed to be the very smart one professionally to extract information from children, to be sensitive enough to know that something could be wrong somewhere, and getting the information and reporting such, you know, appropriately. Because if a child is warned or threatened, do not say, if you say it, I'm going to kill you. That's a child.
Yes.
They believe truly they are going to be killed.
Killed, true.
And they will keep quiet. But if you are a professional counselor, like you said, their units have to be strengthened.
Have to be strengthened indeed.
You will be able to identify and know that, hey, this kid, something is not right. And then you bring them in a warm environment and get to hear from them.
Right. So I remember the conversation we're having, the intervention we went to. So I used to volunteer with a certain NGO. Then they were talking on sugar daddies. And they So this girl, her case was her father has been molesting her.
Wow.
And she's told her mom about it. Her mom does not believe her. There's nobody else who believes her, and there's nobody else she could talk to. So I asked her, how about the counselor in your school? Have you gone to talk to her? And that was when she exposed the fact that the counselor is not someone she can walk up to talk to.
The counselor would judge.
You know.
So you are wearing short skirts. What do you expect?
Exactly. So,
first love that counselor.
There's a lot that has to be done, especially in the school setting when it comes to this subject matter we're talking about right now.
Well, so many questions, and it's set for us to talk to you now. You can call 0700-993-993-993. Do not forget the question. What are common causes of bullying in schools? How can we curb this menace in our society, specifically in schools? You know, what's your own recommendation or thoughts about the Sylvester story? And how can we as parents and the schools, what can they do better to be able to curb or reduce bullying in schools to the barest minimum? The phone lines are fully buzzing. It's time to talk.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, this is Joy calling back again. So you're asking how could this be coped or what they can do. My own little way or my own suggestion is this idea of senior in school should just stop.
Mm.
Everybody should be meant to be equal.
That's right.
Nobody should go and report to any labor prefect or this prefect. They should just stop that because that is where it starts from. Because you start making yourself look like, yes, I'm a leader. And because of that, you can want to exert your power on the lesser being. Mm. So I think schools should just stop that idea of people being any form of prefect. If you can see now, even in primary schools, they have devised this means of students campaigning. If you notice, you see them put pictures of students in their schools campaigning for them to be the post of one thing or the other in the school. Mm-hmm. This is where this starts. So I feel they should just stop the issue or this thing about seniorism in schools.
Okay.
So everybody should be meant to be equal. If you have an issue, go meet your counselor. Mm-hmm. If you have any problem, go meet a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's my own suggestion.
All right.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you for that. But, you know, I want to come in there a bit, right? As much as, you know, that also is a factor. So there is a reason why schools go about that putting prefects and having seniors and all. It gives them some sense of leadership. Having to understand the role to be a leader, having to understand the role to even operate outside school setting when it comes to leadership and being in the role or in a position of leadership. I think that's just the idea for
they
that.
They should go, when they have done with school, they should go and train for leadership.
But my point here is, you do not give a student who lacks empathy, do not give a student who does not have the ability to lead a leadership role.
That's right. So that question comes on. How did you arrive at who? Is it whose partner has more money?
Oh-ho.
Or who tips them more?
Oh-ho.
Or the one that has shown leadership skills and qualities?
Right.
You see, it's going back to the schools.
Why? Right.
Anyways, let's take more calls.
Hello.
Good morning, Gitekas.
Gitekas, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Rita from Badurim.
Hi, welcome, Rita. Let's talk.
Yeah, one of the reasons I also see is that even in the schools, teachers, at least we should try as much as possible and train the children of saying the truth. They shouldn't be shutting them up. Sometimes the children are saying the truth, and you hear a teacher telling the child, shut up. And this thing keep on going on. Seriously, I just have an issue that in the school, the child was trying to explain everything that went through, and the teacher was telling the child, shut up. Why will you shut up a child that is saying the truth so the truth can be told to Nigerians, for God's sake? So even the schools, the parents and the teachers, please, if your child is telling you something, don't just shut them up because they are kids.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well done. Well said. More calls coming in.
Hello. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
Excuse me. Okay. Please, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Fine.
We thank God, sir.
First, my wife is a teacher. I've stopped her though. When she was pregnant, I had to stop going for teaching college stress.
Okay.
I stopped her. So we discussed a lot about these children. Sir, there is one thing schools must first of all work on before employing any teacher. Apart from being sound and brilliant or knows how to teach very well, it must be very, very tolerant. He must know what it takes to take care of children and to have that, you know, feeling. People they don't have human feelings. You know, so they are saying they can tell the child, go to where you are stupid. They can say a lot of things. So that thing, you see the children, the child keep it to himself. Doesn't want to say anything. Because the way the teacher bully these children.
Yes.
With the things they tell them. They tell also things that you have never told your child before. You know, they are saying, you tell your children you are something that you are useless. Don't be looking like that. Say, I'm really useless. My daughter has called me a lot of times. She's 10 now. She'll be like, my teacher told me this, told me that. I said, are you serious? So when we ask that, they will deny it. Most of them will deny that. They will just, I think you don't use those such words on children.
That's right.
There are ways you correct children, but you know, they have a lot of way of telling all these children.
Yeah.
So before you employ any teacher, make sure that teacher has human feelings. It's very, very important. They can accommodate children when they misbehave. We should be able to talk to them with love and care, not telling them all sort of things. So by so doing, these children will find it difficult to talk to them when things are going wrong.
That's
so
right.
They keep it to themselves.
That's right.
Number two, these schools, some of them, when some children do misbehave, because their parents are aware, your baby is the son of the governor, or the case may be, my friend got to talk to that child because they want to lose that student, which is very, very bad. So the government also try to regulate these private schools to check out what they employ. Because most times, when they don't employ anybody they like, without any form of moral or any kind of qualification for them to employ them.
All right.
I know I'm sure to be a long way to solving this problem we are having today.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Well said. I totally agree with that.
Okay, we have Emmanuel on the line calling from Ikoyi. Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, I just want to say, quite a pity the situation of Sylvester. I think parents should pay more attention to their children by asking them how their school was. When they come back and they see a change in their attitude, they shouldn't ignore. They should pay more attention and should talk to their children that whatever happened in school, they should be able to open up to their parents. So they should be able to encourage them, to tell them every detail that happened. I think the school authority should also put an eye, pay more attention on the children, what happened. They should not be only concerned about the fees and other things in school, because it's really pathetic.
True. It is.
How the outcome of this, at least they will tell us that they were not aware of what is happening in the school.
That's right.
That's my own contribution.
Thank you for that. On WhatsApp, David Ibiam says, good morning, please. Is it possible for boarding schools to be scrapped? A lot has been happening even currently in boarding schools.
If there's any campaign to stop boarding school education, I would carry my hand up and say yes. Only for those who are adults. If you can maybe have boarding school for those who are adults, maybe from university level or high school level. Yes. Or college level, depending on what category. And then, is it not time for us to change our system, Sha? General education system, Sha? To something more timely, more evoked. I don't understand. Anyways.
The phone lines have been buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Wow, the phone lines are jammy. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy day to you.
Welcome.
Let's go.
As regards to the school administration, we have to start for the Minister of Education. What are they educating? And what about the syllabus? For instance, the training I went, they always speak to us on the, what they call it, on the marching ground, when they are about to march to the various classes. And then the principal will come and address the students. All of us collectively from one to six or five that time. So we will not speak that we are here for education. not to because of another man's daughter, another man's son. So if there is any report concerning any misbehavior for the student, their certificate will bear that report. So everybody sit tight. So if you tell a child that if you misbehave, like you have the punishment set aside for the armed robber, for the rest, even those that went inside the armed robbery, don't they receive punishment? Are they accepted to work with the ministry? Those that went to prison, can they be employed again? Those that have sexual abuse that report to children, can they be nominated to be a counselor or chairman? No, that eradicate them all.
All right.
Hello. Wow.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, the techers. My name is Irene.
Okay.
I'm calling from Ijego.
Welcome, Irene.
Yes, thank you. On this issue of bullying, in fact, I, as a mother, I feel it, particularly this Sylvester's issue. I couldn't watch the video. Up till this morning, I was crying. I remember there was a time before my daughter left secondary school. You know, these boys, about three or four of them, they bullied her. And I was inside the school premises that afternoon because we had a parent meeting. So somebody called me, a neighbor called me, "Dad, they are beating your daughter and all that and all that." I came out of the school, came to trace them. I couldn't find them. The next day, I went to the school. Normal me, I don't give a damn. I went to the school. I was talking, shouting, screaming. And the owner of the school, the director, he was like, "Madam, you are shouting. Stop shouting here." And I said, "Why won't I shout until I see this boy before I will stop shouting?" What am I trying to say here? As parents, our children come home, they complain. They say some things, we shut them up. We don't want to listen to them. If in the case of Sylvester, maybe when that boy was so scared to even tell his parents what was happening, to the point when he said, "I don't want to go back to boarding school," maybe they should have just given him, you know, that benefit of that and find out what was wrong. You know, a lot of things like that. And then boarding school, nowadays, particularly the private boarding schools, parents, as parents, a child that is supposed to still be in your care, as old as 8 years, that child is already in JS1. What is that child doing in JS1? At most, let that child mature, maybe 11 years. I had an opportunity for my daughter to jump class. And she...
Wow. We need to go on a break. Lagos, we'll be right back.
Station, more talk, more, right after this.